Welcome to the Middle Age-ish Podcast, authentically and unapologetically keeping it real, discussing all things middle age-ish, a time when metabolism slows and confidence grows. Join fashion and fitness entrepreneur Ashley Bedosky, former Celtic woman and founder of the Lisa Kelly Voice Academy, Lisa Kelly, licensed psychologist and mental health expert, Dr. Pam Wright, and highly sought-after cosmetic injector and board-certified nurse practitioner, Trisha Kennedy Roman. Join your hosts on the journey of middle age-ish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Middle Ages Podcast. I'm Trisha Kennedy Roman, and I'm joined here today with my co-host, Ashley Bedosky, Lisa Kelly, and Dr. Pam Wright. And you are joining us today for our sofa talk. So welcome.
Hello.
You're back.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yay. Yes.
We missed you.
Oh, my goodness. I missed you guys. Sitting in Safe Flight lobby waiting for my windshield to get replaced.
Yes. So. It's never fun.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. So, missed you guys.
We missed you, too.
Missed you. Yes.
It was very quiet.
I'm sure. I was actually surprised that I didn't get, like, a little group text, like, the next day. Hey, Ashley, we've decided to make you just, like, you know how, like, on things you're, like, you're just, like, a friend of the cast.
A consultant.
Yeah. I was, like, I think it's gonna happen.
No,
it's gonna happen.
No, we missed you a lot.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
It's not the same.
No. Did everyone have a good week?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes.
Busy.
It's so crazy. Busy. It's crazy. We head to New Orleans tomorrow.
Oh, football?
Going for some beignets and a hurricane. Oh. Not the weather-related one.
Oh, good. Oh. The beignets.
The beignets.
Mm, Café du Monde.
Yes.
That's just so good.
They're so good.
I am so freaking excited because, you know, I just love everything ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
Energy mm-hmm. and... the liquid version of hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Good old Bourbon Street.
Exactly.
Yes. You have to go to Brennan's when you're there.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. Very nice. Yeah, I love Brennan's.
Yeah, because we're staying. Michael didn't want to stay on Bourbon Street.
No.
But we're like in the financial district.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah.
So. The French Quarter is amazing. Yeah. It's so architecturally beautiful. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, no, it's lovely. So
yeah, I am so excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, literally, because I'm going to be at the studio tomorrow morning. I'm going to be, like, bouncing off the walls.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, football is so prevalent now that Taylor Swift is dating.
I know.
Have you seen all the memes?
Yes. Right.
Okay, you can't miss it. Wow.
So, I mean,
I mean,
how brave of Travis Kelce, because, I mean, let's just be super honest.
It paid off.
She wrote that really sweet song about Taylor Lautner, but yes. All the other ones, like, you know what's going to happen. Like, it's like...
Well, as long as they don't do bad things.
I can see this one lasting.
It would be super cute.
So, you guys, I've bought the Catching Kelce.
Is this with him and his brother?
No, it was him in 2006. After this whole Taylor Swift thing, I just bought the season of it because I was like, who is this dude? Yeah. So in 2016, he did Catching Kelce, which was like, he was like The Bachelor. And it was 50 women from different states. And he narrowed them down.
No idea.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so what happened then?
Well, I haven't finished the end of it. I'm on episode 5.
Well, obviously they didn't make it.
Yeah, obviously he picked someone that was not the right pick.
Well, and the ex-girlfriend that he most recently had that I like sort of researched him after I saw them together because I'm like, this is kind of interesting. But she wasn't on this, so clearly whatever happened didn't work out.
But
he's pretty funny.
Well, the podcast that he has with his brother is hilarious.
Oh, it's the number one podcast. Well, I don't know whether that's just this week. It's the number one podcast.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's valid. But they are so funny.
Interesting.
Like, they're just very, and their mom.
She's great. I remember her in the Super Bowl last year with her shirt.
I
knew who they were before.
Yeah, I just don't know how you don't love them. And then, his older brother's wife is so down to earth and funny. She was on a couple of the podcasts. Aww. It was hilarious. Wow. So, I mean, good for them.
I thought it was cute seeing Taylor Swift with his mom. And, like, she's so close to her mom. Yeah. I thought that was kind of.
So sweet. Oh, the reels today on Facebook, though, I was laughing where the girls are all sitting down going, oh, my God, his career is going to be so good now.
Awesome.
And all the husbands are going, no, he had a career.
Oh, that's right. That was, like, the joke. What, like, that's the thing. Yes.
It is.
Because I had heard that on the way home. I mean, I hadn't been on social media. today, and I was like, what are they talking about? And they're like, oh no, it's a joke. Like, they're setting the husband up.
Yes.
And the husbands are like, so literally they're losing their mind. Yeah. Like, are you crazy? He's a superstar, but for football.
Yes.
Well, you know, even that they, after the game, you know, they rented out the restaurant for them to go to.
Yeah.
And I've seen that she did it and then he did it. So I'm kind of curious who did it, because everyone just assumes it was Taylor Swift, but it's not like that guy couldn't
do it as well. True.
And how about them pulling off in like this convertible? Like, can you imagine you come up to a red light and you look over and there's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? I mean, like, just, what?
The two of them together as a couple to me look normal.
Right.
Well, they look like if they lived in a small town, that's who they'd each be dating.
Yeah, right.
He's the, you know, the college or the high school quarterback. Is he a quarterback? No.
No.
He was. He was a quarterback until when he got kicked out, because I've kind of done a little bit of research too, because I'm like, this is fascinating to me. So
we're all stalking now.
I know, exactly. Him and his older brother went to Cincinnati, and then he got kicked out.
Okay.
And he was quarterback.
Right.
And then when he came back, quarterback position was not an option. It was full. And so he became a tight end.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he's great. He had a great game. So, like,
of course he's going to. Taylor, are you kidding me?
Like, Taylor Swift is watching me. I'm going to have a great game.
You have, like, the biggest superstar singer right now in the box with your mom.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to drop a bunch of passes.
Exactly. Do you think, though, in the huddle, they figured that out? They're like, you know, let him. Will you let me just do this?
Did you see Patrick Mahomes?
He was cute.
I love him.
And he was like,
he's,
it was so cute.
He's one
I don't
of my
know.
Favorites.
I do feel like it's like the most genuine. Like, these are just real people that are superstars.
And did you see that they had to get her out in the popcorn machine? Like, there were people like waiting for them, like at the gate or whatever, and there was a popcorn machine that went by, and people were like, did Taylor Swift just leave
in
the popcorn machine?
That,
but she does that on her.
She does that on her
show.
No. Yeah, like, she'll go
but
out
I
and, like,
that
boxes.
She did, because people were waiting, and then.
That's why I'm like, can you imagine if you're pulling up to a traffic light, and you look over, and here's this convertible with, Travis Kelce, and then you look, and you're like, that kid, wait, what?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be able to drive. Like, how did that even work?
Yeah.
I want to know that story.
Yeah.
But I loved it because it was like probably one of her most normal, just her cheering at a football game. Like, I thought it just,
she looked like
you cheering at your son's football game. Like, she just looked like a normal person getting excited at a football game. I thought that was cool.
I know.
Whatever can be normal for a super celebrity, where the cameras were on her. She's cheering.
The whole time.
I feel bad for her, but I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
But
she's
good
enjoying
for
it.
Them for, like, actually going public, because, I mean, if you think about it, they're two very well-known names.
Mm-hmm.
And she's lately been super private because the public has ruined a couple, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I think it has to be harder, though, to try and keep it a secret.
Probably. Yeah.
Like, that has to be harder than dealing with the public all the time. I think trying to hide something.
That's so true.
Yeah, there's no way you could go to that game. There's no way she could go to that game.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Even in disguise.
It's just pretty distinct. Like, her, just her,
right. Yeah, she's, you'd know it's her straight away.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's cute.
I hope this works
for
her.
I just think it's super cute.
I hope she doesn't watch Catching Kelce, though, because it's
no, she just needs to stick to the podcast because they're hilarious.
I've never heard it. But I saw his jersey sales have gone up like 400% or something. So.
But there's a Swiftie effect. So apparently voting has gone up. So she apparently at one of her concerts the other night, she said something about, well, can you all please go out and vote? And apparently they had 120,000 new voters.
Yeah. So my daughter, their cheer theme this year is Taylor Swift. So they have her music. But it's funny because you'll watch, you know what's going on, but the very end is the dance. And it's to, you know, the haters going to hate, whatever. I'm going to shake it off. And so but everybody just starts clapping in the audience, like from other teams, whatever. It's just like that song, I think, just her music resonates with people. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know. Young and old. It's just funny because you look around and everybody's just clapping to that song. Aww. And I'm like, oh, interesting.
Well, what I discovered this week, I was a huge Madonna fan when I was growing up.
Borderline.
I loved Borderline. But today I was sitting in the car. And so, you know, we're so spoiled now when you look up the lyrics of songs. So, like, everybody knows the lyrics to Taylor Swift songs because if you play it on your Apple Music, you can hit the text and you get to see what all the words are. So when we were kids, though, that wasn't
the
case.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I didn't have the – well, did I have the album? I don't know if I had the album. I don't even remember. But Like a Prayer was on the car today. So, you know – I used to think it was just like it used to be. And I was listening today, and obviously my speakers are better on my car now than they ever were on my house. It's no, it's just like a muse to me. It's a muse to me. And it was clear as day today. And I was like,
interesting.
Okay, but is that not the funniest thing? Because that can, like, that happens all the time, like from the, like, lyrics back in the 80s. And you sing along and you, and like, you go, and then you actually hear them and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I thought that's what I thought it was too. Speaking of that, have you guys ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Mandela effect.
Okay,
effect.
Have you seen the movie? Yeah. All right. I feel like I should know what this is.
I should too. But
it's where you think things are, so like, emojis. There's never been a burglar emoji, but everybody thinks there is a burglar emoji. Like, Harry tells me about this all the time.
Like, that's when everyone thinks it's spelled away that it wasn't. You need to watch the movie, The Mandela Effect.
Okay. I didn't know there was a movie.
It is just so good. You have to watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
I mean, it's an older movie. It is so good. It was funny because Corbin and I watched it one night, and then we went and found, like, the Berenstain Bears book, and then we get ourselves so freaked out. And, like, what's real? What's not real? It's, you've got to watch it.
Oh, wow.
But it's where it's almost like there was, like, a glitch, like, and so, like, we all, like,
Can't remember.
There's several different ones. Like, Google Mandela Effect, but watch the movie. It is so good. But it's where you know in your head how you saw things, but then you look it up, and it's not.
But then it's not that.
It's completely different. And so it's, like, in the movie, it's all, like, we're, like, kind of, like, living in different, like, it's, like, one. Like
parallel dimensions.
Yes, and one glitched. It's so crazy. But then
you know, I believe in all that.
That would be surrealism, it's called. The Mandela Catalog is an analog horror web series.
I'm trying to think of some
of the same as the Mandela Effect? There's one about a clock that we think somebody's holding.
Like the Monopoly guy. You think he had a monocle.
Yeah.
He didn't have a monocle.
He didn't.
You look, go get your Monopoly game, he doesn't have a monocle.
No.
But shut up. Yes, he did.
Go dig
in your closet.
I would say he does.
Yes, he did.
Go look at your closet.
Is it maybe the new McDonald's?
Go find your Monopoly game. It doesn't have it. So Corbin and I, after we watched it, we went through and we were looking at all. We went, got the Monopoly game. We got Berenstain Bears. It's all.
Okay,
it's
here. I've got
I'm
a few.
I'm telling you right now. It
53,
is a
53 Mandela effects here. Okay, hold on.
It's a glitch in the parallel universe.
Okay, hold on a sec. Continue. Sure. Oh, hold on. It'll, okay, go back. I'll find it while we're talking.
I know, that's why it's kind of like social psychology where they're like, you can see an accident and everyone will report.
Oh, something
you know
different.
What I mean? Like, yes,
yeah, but the Monopoly guy.
But yeah, I agree. No, I would see it the same way.
Well, we'll
I
mean, in a second. But
so people swear that there was a Jiffy peanut butter back in the day.
There was.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't. It was only ever Jif.
Jif.
You're combining Jif with Skippy.
Ah, that's probably right.
So Jiffy wasn't a thing. Okay, so it's Looney Tunes, not Looney Tunes.
Wait, what?
So it's. The cartoon was spelled as tunes, like T-U-N-E-S, not T-O-O-N-S, never. And people think it was Looney Tunes, when it's actually Looney Tunes. We say that differently as well, because we say tuna. We don't say tuna. Tuna. Okay, so the Berenstain Bears didn't exist.
Wait, what? Yes, they did.
The lovable cartoon bear family actually spelled their last name with an A, the Berenstain Bears.
Yep.
Not E-I. Not E-I. It was A-I. Okay, here's another one.
I'm telling you, I think
Ashley, did Curious George have a tail?
Curious George?
Yes.
No, he never had a tail.
Really? I would have said yes.
And then it says, are you freaking out? Let's move on.
I don't want to move on. Yeah. I do not want to move on.
That is really creepy.
I think we all know this one. Was it Sex in the City or Sex on the City?
Sex.
In the City.
In the City.
And?
What?
Sex and the City.
Oh, my God. I watched that series. Like
Sex in the City.
I mean, because I wanted to be Carrie Bradshaw. I wanted to be able to wear a tutu down Fifth Avenue.
Exactly. With heels this
with
high.
Heels and,
not and
like a tank top. Like, I just.
They weren't having sex in the city. It was sex. And the city.
But I was thinking sex in the city because all of them had sex all the time.
No.
In the city.
you're not in the city.
This one, I'm not so sure actually because it says, how do you spell Febreze, the spray?
F-R-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E,
Febreze?
It's not.
Oh, my God.
Not a double, I don't know about this one. No, F-E is right. It's whether there's a double E in the breeze part.
Yeah,
apparently there's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like breeze.
Let me see that.
Would be two E's.
I got to put my glasses on.
Wow. Middle ages.
Here we are, guys.
Yep.
Febreze.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
That's the wrong spelling. It's what? This spelling. I'm going to go home and check my Febreze.
I'm going to do that too. I can check that one.
I just got a bunch
okay,
of
okay, so.
No. I'm going
to. Oscar Mayer or Oscar Mayer?
Mayer. Oscar Mayer.
How do you spell it?
Like, what is it? Mike Mayer.
Is the Mayer
M-A-Y-R. With the, why? I, the song.
Why?
My Valenti has a first name. S-O-S-A-R. My Valenti has a second name. Is M-A-Y-E-R. Correct. So it's M-A-Y.
I thought it was
E-A. I only did that because A-A. Of the catchy yeah. song.
Oh, but no, as soon as you started singing that, right? I was like, oh,
okay. I was like, I know this one because there's a song
you
about it.
You know what? That's probably why they made a song about it.
Probably. Because everybody thought it was Mayer.
Lisa, I feel oh, like I'm going to just.
Is there or isn't there a T in Skechers?
No.
No. It's there's C-H. Not. Right? C-H? Skit?
Trisha, what say you?
I'm going to say the opposite because one of us is wrong.
Yeah, no, there is. There's no T. Okay. No T. It's Skechers with C-H.
See, girl, we crazy. Got one right. Cheers.
Cheers. Right.
These go on forever.
Okay, but I do.
Monopoly Man and his monocle.
Okay, so what all is right. it? If it's not a monocle, what is
well,
it?
What is
have anything.
That is not.
Yes, he does.
That I'm telling you guys. Someone's no one. Someone is screwing with us.
No,
I'm
it says
you
here.
Right now,
Monopoly Man and his monocle, or more like the fact he doesn't have a monocle. This, as some suggest, might be simple confusion between him and the Planters Peanut Company mascot, Mr.
No,
Peanut.
No, it's not the same.
No, I agree.
Planters Peanut is not in Monopoly.
So look at your game, Ashley.
They do look very similar.
You know what? I bet someone is just doing all this stuff to screw with us.
Nope.
They're changing. Yeah. Their changes have to be like, oh, no, it never happened.
Trisha's like, I've
looked
it up.
It up.
So funny.
That is
oh, this is the other famous one as well.
Uh-oh.
Fruit of the Loom logo. Did it have a cornucopia behind it?
Is that the tiny whiteys?
Yeah, that's the grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't have a cornucopia behind
it. No, I didn't think so.
No.
I remember the grapes.
Because I always thought that was so weird that it was fruit.
I wouldn't have known the name cornucopia. That's pretty impressive.
I wouldn't have known cornucopia either, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. I just thought it was super inappropriate to have grapes.
So yeah, there's a whole bunch of us.
I did. I thought it was so inappropriate.
I just like the whole thing was just wrong.
Like from start to finish,
tiny whiteys are just wrong.
Yeah,
just wrong.
Okay, so seriously, like I always just thought, wrong. I'm like someone in marketing is having the biggest laugh every time they see the tiny whiteys, and then there's like grapes.
But that was in the commercial.
I know, but can you even imagine? Like you look at it and you're like, okay, someone got paid a lot of money and they are laughing all the way to the bank because they are associating your tidy whities with grapes.
Our Fruit of the Loom in Ireland was only t-shirts. Yes. We never had underwear.
No tidy whities.
Oh, we had tidy whities, but not. Only done stores or pennies, not Fruit of the Loom tidy
whities. Well, because the Irish are like they're smart.
We don't wear underwear.
There's that, and they don't want grapes on their logo.
Yeah,
underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, those grapes could be seen as hemorrhoids too.
Oh gosh!
I'm telling you, that marketing person. I would love to know if there was ever an interview with that marketing person now, like in today's time.
But when you look back,
do they have a banana
they might have a banana.
No. No, I'm going to say it's
all right. Let's see.
I don't know. Lisa with her marketing.
There is no banana.
Yeah, I didn't think so. No banana. That would be a little much.
Just grapes and some lettuce. And an apple.
Lettuce.
I think they're lettuce. I can't see.
There's no way
there's
lettuce.
Lettuce.
Is there lettuce?
Like a flabby bum? Well, it looks like lettuce.
I feel like I'm confusing them with a Kool-Aid commercial. You know, with a big red picture.
Oh my God. I love Mr. Kool-Aid. Right? And he would just like come busting through and he was always happy.
Oh, I didn't have Kool-Aid in Ireland.
We don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, that was a phrase that was lost on all of us because we didn't know what that meant.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, you missed out.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever as a kid.
Kool-Aid. We had things. We had other things. We did play Curbs. Do you know how to play Curbs?
No, what's that?
I think it's just a dumb game. I'm actually really scared now. We had two really great games. So you stand on, like, because all our roads, you know, are small roads. And so you'd stand on one curb and the other curb and you'd, like, throw the ball and you used to try and get the ball to, like, ricochet back to you. And that was 1 point. If you like throw it at the curb.
We didn't play dodgeball.
Well, it's only two people. And it was like
square.
Yeah, you're trying to hit it to the curb so it'll bounce back.
And then we used to play ball against the wall. Did you ever do that like with two tennis balls?
No.
Oh, he used to do that. And there was a whole bunch of games. And, like, you had to, like, put it under your legs and over and under. And that was very cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a real city center game because there was nothing else to do. Like, ball against the wall.
I love that, though.
It was so much fun. I loved that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny.
I know. The things we did when we were little. Yeah. Foursquare.
I don't. What's Foursquare?
I don't even
know.
Tetherball. Like, did you guys ever do tetherball?
Tetherball scares me.
No.
Well, it should.
It scares me. And you know the game I dreaded is that where we'd hold hands and you'd say, like, Red Rover.
Red Rover.
And yeah. I was always called Trisha over because I was so little. And so I was, like, trying to bust through. So I was always the first one called over. That was a terrifying game.
The fact that we didn't dislocate a shoulder.
Did you guys play that?
Yes. I think we – I don't think I ever did, but I do kind of recall Red Rover.
We did that in P.E.
Yeah, no, P.E. No, P.E. was that. Too. It was dodgeball. And it was, like, that. Remember that movie – Dodgeball.
Yes.
It was legit. Like, we went psychotic. Like,
oh, wow.
They still play dodgeball in school.
It.
Did you guys do the parachute thing?
That was my gosh. Fun. Yes. I love.
That was the best. That was so
much fun. That was elementary school. It was so
fun.
We had
like a giant parachute and you'd like lift it up and then everybody could like get down and get underneath of it.
And I know. And it would,
that was like a big PE game.
I am pretty sure that I am not imagining that I say we had square dancing.
Oh, we did.
We learned how to square dance. Yes.
And I'm like, is that true or am I just like,
no, we did.
Oh my gosh,
we did dance too.
Yeah. Square dancing?
Well, not square dancing. But and you had Irish
like,
dancing.
If you, yeah. You got to dress up like after you learned all the little
but
dances.
Everyone had to do it. But can you imagine them going into school now and being like, you're going to square dance? The entire like PE class is going to square
dance.
It
might help them get into a line or a semicircle.
You're not wrong, but we did.
I actually think it would actually be beneficial for them.
I agree.
I just can't imagine. We're going to square dance.
That and rhythmic gymnastics. Remember the whole like.
Oh my gosh, yes. I thought I was just, I thought I was so coordinated and I just looked like some type of like a
rope. Yeah, it's like a rope on like a stick.
No, but the rope you had to climb, did you guys have to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And pull-ups?
Yeah.
That was in front of your entire PE.
That was the test. The president's fitness test. And you had to like do the flex arm hang. And you had to stay up there for what?
We just had to do it like part of our like PE grade. And I mean like the girls were like, what now?
Yeah, so the guys did pull-ups and the girls had to do the flex arm hang. So you had to hang there with your chin over the bar for like a minute, I think.
I don't know.
Something like that.
I didn't.
We didn't do it like that.
No.
I just remember thinking, like, I'm going to win everything else but that. It's just, in sixth grade, probably not.
I know. It is crazy. Yeah. But, the rope where you would have to climb it.
I know. That was horrible. I think the Red Rover is pretty awful. That was a horrible game.
I mean, seriously, like, again, the fact that we did not dislocate someone's shoulder.
I remember it kind of differently. I remember that if you were really strong enough with your partner to, like, not let them across, some people, like, would flip around and actually, like, land on their back. Does that make sense? Like, they would go, like, a 360 over and on their back, and it was scary because they didn't get through, but they were, like, completely on the ground.
I don't remember that happening. I mean, I do know what you're talking about.
Yes.
But not me. If you're running to me, I'm just going to let go.
Exactly. But they were, I mean, people would be like, you're not getting by. So they would just, like, they'd fall on the ground.
It's like the old swing sets when you would go, and you tried so hard to go over.
Yes.
Can you even imagine? And that they would lift, like the swing sets would lift up a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
Did you have those rain debate things?
Oh, yes. I love that thing.
I love that, but they were always on concrete at home in Ireland. Well, so, like, everybody would have skin knees.
They were on concrete. They were metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you would get going, like, you would jump on it and you would be hanging off of it.
Yes.
I think people sued people less then. So now it's a
lot. Oh, they absolutely did.
Exactly. Have you guys seen that? She's on YouTube and it talks about Gen X. And, like, just how, like, you know, like, just the whole generation was, like, you didn't come home till 5.
Exactly.
Like, we didn't get to cry. Like, the people that have, like, we didn't get to cry.
How are we still alive?
I mean, yeah, like, it was, she is, I have to pull it up. She is absolutely.
Correct and all
that. Hilarious when she's, like, talking to a millennial and she's, like, what, like. Anyway, she's hilarious. She talks about nobody was gluten-free.
No,
like, I mean, we couldn't come crying to our parents because they're half the time why we cried. They didn't want to see us until 5.
It's crazy.
And, I mean,
out in the streets, running into people's, like, house from house to house to house just playing.
Seriously, like, we didn't have to come home until the streetlights came on. They had no idea where we were.
And nothing was going on.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't, like, you know, all-star soccer, baseball, whatever.
I do often think, though, like, it's very rare. I know when I was growing up, there was always, no matter where you went, there was always a child lost somewhere. And you'd go, can the mother of so-and-so please come pick up your child at customer service? Yes, but you never hear that. Right, you never hear that now.
No, because you'd be terrified. Like, yeah. You're out of
your sight now. Well, yeah. Oh, so, I mean, like, that's what I've always wondered. Like, so did, like, the bad people... Like, so we just didn't hear about it in the 80s?
I mean, I think, I do think there's a lot of that. I do think there's a lot of you didn't hear. And it's only now when you listen, like, to, if you're listening to podcasts on, like, everything that happens now happened. Yeah. Then it was just you didn't know about it.
Yeah, because I mean, mm-hmm. I remember, like, that's the thing, like, that all the TVs would go off at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. but it would say, parents, do you know where your children are? Mm-hmm. Like, it, and then they would have the Peacock from NBC come on, and then it would go to white mm-hmm. noise.
You know,
at 10 o'clock.
I feel so old because did you guys have the, like, where you put a hanger in your TV and would, like, maneuver around?
Yes. Yes.
Like, that sounds, like, so mm-hmm. old when you say that, but it's, mm-hmm. like, I remember that. And, like, trying to get the
right
signal.
We used to have to hit the side of the TV.
Well, and there was no remote control. Like, we were the remote control for our parents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it was like, hey, I want to go watch CBS or NBC or whatever.
And the
whatever.
Smell of the static of the TV. Did you have that? Right. Did you have, like, the static on the TV? And, like, you could smell it and taste it. You
can,
but you could, like,
I could touch it.
But you could feel the electricity. Yeah, you could feel it, but you could kind of taste the ecstatic. Yeah,
I wonder if that's bad.
I'm sure it was.
I think that's what's wrong with me.
And everything was green.
This,
did you have green? And green. Like, green appliances, green carpet, green, I mean, washer dryer.
Yeah, late 70s.
All our, in the 70s, well, yeah.
Late 70s, and then it turned to mauve and blue.
And orange was a big one too.
Really?
Oh my god! Then, like, it was like the Laura Ashley thing, where it was like peachy mauve and blue, and, like, that was us in Springfield. I have no idea.
I just remember the green. Everything was green. And I was like,
we had yellow. This yellow was the color of my mom and dad's cabinets.
I remember that, the yellow,
and it was either yellow or that green. Yeah, that's 70s.
Everything
70s early, and then comes back. Then comes back.
I'm waiting for the green to come back.
The green to come back.
But life it's so probably out smaller. There, and you're going to spend $10,000 for a dishwasher because it's going to be that green
that you hated when you were younger.
I know. Yes. Like,
when we lived in New York, the first year we lived in New York, Scott went out and bought all the stuff for the apartment because I wasn't there. And he went to Crate and Barrel, and everything we had was this green.
Oh, my goodness.
And orange. Oh. So that was the first year. Yeah, I still have I had the lamp. I threw it out when we moved the space from our old space to the new space for the Voice Academy. But I had this massive green lamp that was that color. And he had all that. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, honey,
I was ready to kill him.
Seriously, that's when you're like, were you drunk?
Oh,
like,
he's really good. He's really good. He would be great. But we have total opposite taste. Scott's like modern, industrial.
Oh, no.
I'm like shabby chic.
Yeah.
I like, we totally don't agree. So I want old. He wants new. It's like,
that's a Scott and I are. My Scott.
Yeah. See, it's a Scott. It's a Scott thing.
Yes. Yeah. Not shared Scott. Yeah.
Not shared Scott.
Yeah. No shared Scott's.
Not the Scott that gave her the best workout ever.
Yeah. That's her Scott. Yes.
I told her that when we went
home. We're not talking about that
one. I was like, oh, well, I tell you.
Yeah, you're like, you so might get some messages.
Was it just me? It was Pam, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Hey.
Here we are.
Like, yes. It's the Australian. You see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which our next guest is Australian as well.
Yes. I'm super excited about it. You were talking about, so our upcoming guest next week is Tom Cronin, who is they call him the king of calm with meditation.
Oh my God, I need that.
And I'm super excited to talk to him because he's been just around the world talking about meditation and has a meditation app, written several books. So he's going to be, I think he's fascinating.
I think this might be the only guest that we'd be excited about if you could put us to sleep.
Yes.
That's so true. Yeah, because when I was listening to him speak, mm-hmm. interviews and stuff, I actually really need.
Oh, yeah.
I really do think that I am to a point where I absolutely need meditation and, you know, just how do you bring that mm-hmm. crazy mm-hmm. energy down?
I think you have to live the crazy first, though. So, like, even listening to what he used to do, like him, I think you have to, because then you don't know.
Yeah,
stockbroker. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think you have to. I think to get the real benefit of it, because you don't. How do you know otherwise? If you were a super calm person, anyway.
Yeah, you're like, what? I just need to know, like, how you turn your brain off. Because, like, I can go like yoga, or I can get in that, but then my
Hypnotherapy. That's what you need.
See, I stress myself out trying to meditate because then I'm trying to meditate.
Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Stop thinking.
I know. Like, you're supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to be calm. Yeah. You're supposed to be like clear visualizing water. And I'm just like, oh, I'm not doing any of that stuff. And then I get stressed out. Yes.
That's why I like hypnotherapy, because you're like more, it's just more relaxed.
Okay. So we need to talk about that too.
Yeah. We need to. Oh, we need to talk to a hypnotherapist.
I'm
a hypnotherapist as well.
I'm certified. Yes.
Okay. Ooh, then we need a full. It. You need to tell us all
need
about
to do
it.
A
we need
hypnotizing session.
Yeah,
we
need
we
a full session. You.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. But it's like very relaxing.
You brought
relaxing.
It up. We're gonna do it.
Because I'm like you. The meditation with where it's like, okay, listen, and like listen to what else you hear in the room, and I'm like,
oh my
the
god,
clock. I hear the air conditioning.
I was like, I'll hear the birds chirping four doors down.
I hear that at night, so I don't need to.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really, really excited because I do think that finding that calm.
Yes.
Is super beneficial.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We all need it.
So we're going
to look forward to next week, everyone. Yes. Because we're talking to the King of Calm, Tom Cronin.
Oh my King gosh. Of Calm.
Cheers. So
cheers.
Nice. Right,
cheers.
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 Have a great week.
Talk. Yeah.
Have a good week.
Thank you for joining the ladies of the Middle Age-ish podcast as they journey through the ups and downs of this not young, but definitely not old season of life. To hear past episodes or make suggestions for future episodes, visit www.middleageish.com. That's www.middleageish.com. You can follow along on social media at @middleageish. Also, if you have a moment to leave a review, rate, and subscribe, that helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you in the next episode of the Middle Age-ish podcast.